You be the judge. A dramatization of actual court cases brought to you today by the Air Company. Editing you can do, we can do better. And now, today's case.
Hello?
Millie?
Dad?
I need a lawyer.
It's nearly midnight.
Exactly. Just listen.
What's the problem?
The noise from the tenants upstairs is making me crazy.
Oh, I understand.
All day long, those kids throw a ball on the house. Now they're having a ball. Boom, boom, boom. All day, all night. I haven't slept for weeks.
I know.
It's killing me.
Yes, Dad.
I need to sleep.
Dad, calm down.
I can't.
Look, we'll call Bernie Norman in the morning. Just relax.
I'm a sick man, Millie.
Mr. Adderman, the landlord, brought his complaint to court.
Order! Order in the court!
Your Honor, the law says that if these people, my tenants, cause a serious annoyance to me with their noise or whatever, they can be evicted, so please evict them because they're killing me with their boom, boom, boom.
I try to keep my kids quiet, but they're kids.
Sure.
Now, I'm sorry Mr. Adderman isn't well, but we can't stop living just because he's old, huh? I mean, you know we had kids, and they're in bed by midnight, always.
I need to rest.
Should Mr. Fiore, the tenant, be evicted? You be the judge. In a moment, lawyer Claire Bernstein will present the actual decision.
The tenant was not evicted. Clearly, Mr. Fiore's children were noisy, but the landlord had failed to prove that they were noisy enough to be a serious annoyance. You've got to expect a reasonable amount of noise from children, said the judge, and Mr. Adderman's unfortunate ill health just didn't change this.
Join us next time for another in the series of You Be the Judge.